The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached and grasped her hand and helped her up. And then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons, and the whole town was gathered at his door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and some of those who were with him pursued him, and finding him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." And he told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, I said many times when we reflect on these Gospels, we must not read the Gospels historically. We have to read them theologically. The healing of Jesus is clearly something historical. What's remarkable of the healings of Jesus is that Jesus was approachable. That's the first thing to notice. Anyone could come to him. Now, the way we have refigured the person of Jesus, you have to qualify, and some people are sinners and some people are not sinners, and we make judgments about people, even in the church. But look at the manner in which Jesus went about healing. Everybody could come to him. There was no discrimination, no judgment. The second thing, nobody had to qualify to be healed. It wasn't if you were in sin, you were not healed, and if you were in grace, you were healed. Anybody who came to Jesus, that person seeking healing, were healed. Consider also that when Jesus healed somebody, it wasn't just the body that he healed. He healed the spirit. He renewed people in the belief that God was with them. He strengthened their faith that the kindness of God was God's great revelation. The infinite love of God, the welcoming, the openness, the generosity of God, all revealed in the healing. There's an extraordinary sense, if you follow, and this is very early in Mark's Gospel. This is the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, because Mark doesn't record the birth narrative about Bethlehem, not in Mark. So this is very early in Mark, and Mark is teaching us who Jesus is very early, chapter one here. He's a healing revelation of the infinite love of God. And that's good for us to keep in mind, because sometimes we might feel we're not worthy, or we haven't shown up often enough, and maybe Jesus forgot who we were, or whatever it is. But Jesus is approachable for everyone. And rather interestingly, when Jesus goes through his crisis in life, I've often wondered where all these people were that he healed. He fed the multitude, he healed the sick. They said, "Thanks very much," and they left. So when Jesus went through his passion and death, who showed up? Where were the 5,000 he fed? Where were all the people he healed? They went off and they lived their lives. But they were blessed, and they experienced the healing power of God's infinite love. A Jesus to whom all were welcome. You might keep that in mind, so that as followers of Jesus, we are sent on a healing mission. We are sent to forgive people, to understand people, not to make judgments, not to discriminate, not to set people aside. You're worthy, you're not worthy. You deserve this, you don't deserve this. You blessed me, I'll bless you back. Or I'll bless you whether you bless me or not. How do we follow the example of Jesus here to say we are sent into the world to bless the world, to heal the world, to encourage, to reveal Jesus Christ, and not ask for something back? Rollheiser likes to say, you know, if you carry somebody's cross, don't send the bill. It's free. The healing of Jesus is free. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And of course, we have very much in our prayers these days the victims of the fires, those who are deceased and the families who mourn them, and those who lost their homes. They didn't just lose a house, a home. They lost a neighborhood. They lost friends. It's a whole radical change of life, so we'd like to keep them in mind. I think we have about 14 or 15 families belong to this community who lost their homes or were displaced. May the healing touch of Jesus renew their faith and lift their spirits. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.